Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week, my recipes are all about radishes. And I know some of you are thinking, radishes, chef, are not really a recipe. Radishes are more of a highlight or a texture or something you put on top. But this week, we're going to make it all about radishes. We are cooking up a storm with radishes right now here in my kitchen at Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need is a half a cup of teriyaki sauce. And I like to use real teriyaki sauce, not that teriyaki glaze or not no infused teriyaki, just regular teriyaki sauce is all that we need. Next, we're going to use a quarter cup of rice wine vinegar. We're going to get two radishes and we're going to dice them very, very small. We're going to take 8 prawns and we're going to go ahead and we're going to add 1 cup of flour, a half a cup of seltzer water or Sprite. And the reason why we use soda water is because we're going to do almost like a tempura style. Then we're going to go ahead and add a tablespoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of lemon pepper, and a cup of panko. And we're going to mix that around. And I like to make that little batter ahead of time, stick it in the refrigerator for 2 to 3 minutes. That way it gets really, really cold. Or freezer for 2 to 3 minutes. If you want to put it in the fridge, I would just say leave it in there for about 20 or 30 minutes. And I want it cold because it's going to adhere better to my prawns. Now, remember when you're cleaning your prawns that you want to remove the tails and you want to remove the vein in the back, because the vein in the back is actually the stomach of our prawns. And we want to make sure that there's no veins, because if you're eating veins, you're eating the prawn poop, and we don't want to eat that here on this segment. So now that we've got our radishes sitting in our teriyaki and our rice wine vinegar, we're going to go ahead and we're going to put those prawns. You can put them in a pan and you can, it doesn't have to be a lot of oil. If you're very conscious about your health, this is a great recipe as well. You don't have to use a deep fryer. You can use a nice pan, put about, 2 inches of olive oil in there, or 2 inches of regular oil. I don't prefer cooking with olive oil like that, but there are some people who just want to cook with olive oil. But in order for us to do this right away, the prawns cook fast. So all we have to really do is cook them right away, and it doesn't take that long at all. And if I put them in a deep fryer, I could have them done in 45 seconds. And they do cook really fast, like I said. So I put mine in a fryer. And once they're in the fryer, I go ahead and just put them in there, let them do their thing. I pull the prawn out, and I'm going to go ahead and top it with our pickled radishes. And the radishes don't take long to pickle. I'd say they probably take maybe about 5 minutes. For this and many more recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and vote for us on www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com as the best burger in the country by the James Beard Foundation. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.